So it's tough to get a ticket to a Steeler game right now. Meanwhile, the Penguins last night drew 16,000 people. And when I pointed this out on Halloween, when they brought 15,000 people to the barn, got a lot of angry texters and people on Twitter saying, it's Halloween. Like, it's a busy day. Anyone spend the night with your family? Okay, what was going on last night? Was celebrating the veterans? Like, happy Veterans Day. God bless everyone who serves. But I don't think people were not going to PPG Paints Arena because of Veterans Day. Like, if anything, you had the day off, and maybe you could have gone down, get a bite to eat or something, then go out to the game.
Mm-hmm.
So people aren't showing up for Penguins games the way that they used to. And that makes sense to me because it's not just that they're losing. You kind of assume they wouldn't be good. It's that they're embarrassingly bad. Embarrassingly bad. Their roster is better than the way that they're playing right now. You can't give up 6 goals in a period to anybody. Now, 2 of them were fluky, but Mike Sullivan said that after the game. 2 fluky goals. We didn't play that bad. Buddy, pal, my Irish brethren, you were down 6-0 after 1.
Yeah.
You weren't playing well.
No.
He has to go.
I'm surprised he made it out of PPG Paints last night. I'm surprised. You said this before the show. Like, it's so bad because it's so early, basically, is what you said, I'm paraphrasing, but it's so bad because it's so early. Like, where do you go from here?
That
even perception wise of the people wanting to go to games. Like, you think people want to go to games now, and they didn't even show up basically last night.
Right.
There was no excuse. There was an excuse last week, whenever, like you said, Halloween. But what's the excuse now? Like, moving forward, if that's the product you're going to get on the ice, I don't know if Crosby playing 20 minutes a game is going to get people to get off their couch and want to watch a Penguin game.
Exactly. If you were competitive and you were a team fighting for a playoff spot like each of the last few years, you're going to be able to fill that place up enough. And so much of profit in the NHL is tickets sold and gate revenue. It's unlike the NFL. You need to sell tickets. And I think when Fenway Sports Group buys the Penguins, you know, they have a long-term vision in mind. But you are thinking, so long as Crosby, Malkin, and Letang are here, you should be competitive enough, and people are going to watch those guys for the nostalgia factor, and they're good enough that you're going to get butts in seats. Well, now you're not. And the season feels rudderless and meaningless, and it's November 12th. That's not what Fenway Sports Group had to be signing up for.
No.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the coach. And there have been tactical adjustments. He has tweaked the system here and there, and he has shuffled lines here and there. But anytime they play a good team, save for one game against Washington, they get their asses kicked. Any
whooped
playoff team they played from last year, they've had their doors blown off by. And so it feels like the season's already done. And if that's the case, and you look at the attendance now, what the hell you think it's going to be in February and March and in April?
Yep.
You're going to have 13,000 people there. You're not making your money. So you got to do something. You've got to pull the nuclear option. And I think the only nuclear option you could pull is to get rid of Mike Sullivan. I argued when you were out one day, Doran, what's the point of firing Sullivan? You think he's a great coach. You're not really going to contend for a Stanley Cup. Don't you want him potentially leading the next generation of Penguins? Because he is a good coach. He's going to coach the United States in the Four Nations Classic or whatever the hell they call it. Well, no, you want to have a viable product on the ice.
Exactly.
And this roster is not as bad as they're playing. It's not a good roster, but it's not bottom 5 in the league, which is the way they're playing right now.
So then what is it? I mean, you just kind of stated that, you know, Sullivan has shuffled things around. He's tried different things. He's, you know, hired a new power play coach. Like, what is it?
I think the most damning thing I've heard,
I mean, outside the goalie situation,
which is just,
I mean, we know that that's
a terrible
really,
situation.
Really top of the list. But.
And Blomqvist had been their best goalie, and he was really bad last night. Those first 2 goals you just can't allow in. Ooh, so Sullivan was right in that.
You're going to rely on him?
Right. The rookie goalie playing his first NHL action. What did you ask?
What's the issue? Like, what's the...
Oh, the most damning quote that I've heard in sports in a long time, at least local sports, is when the Capitals head coach the other day, after the Penguins beat him, said, my guys didn't think the, and I'm paraphrasing, my guys didn't think the Penguins would bring this kind of effort.
Wow.
So if I'm a Caps fan, I'm pissed that my team didn't get up for a big rivalry game. If I'm a Penguins fan, I take it even harder that the head coach of the Washington Capitals didn't think the Penguins would show up. I mean, there's times that they're out for a free skate. Like, it does look at times like the requisite effort is not being brought. It looks like it did last year when Gensel got traded, when guys basically admitted it was like a funeral around here, right? And you could see that. That's what it looks like every single night. And talent has gotten them by when they've played lesser teams. But when they play good teams and a bad thing happens, they fold up like a cheap suit, man.
That's actually damning. Like, that is so crazy for a Crosby-led team. And with the veterans that they do have, the last thing you want to be questioned is effort. And I never would have thought, I don't care how bad it looks, I never thought that the effort would ever, that word would ever come up in a sentence.
Right.
I don't care how old they are. I don't care how bad that the product is on the ice, but the effort,
right,
that's way different.
And the thing is, Sullivan is a booming voice. He's a dynamic personality. He does demand effort. And so it's obviously falling on deaf ears. And sometimes it's the coach's fault, and sometimes it just happens organically that it gets stale. I think Mike Sullivan's a really good coach. I think he'll go someplace else if and when he's not the Penguins bench boss, and he's probably going to win a lot of hockey games, but it's just not working here anymore. And I don't know if it's salvageable anyhow, but you got to do something, or else nobody's going to show up to games.